Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
An energy broker onto us. The amount of people, this person says, who let their electricity contract run out just because they're in arrears is shocking. People should make sure that you stay in contract, otherwise you'll pay more in out-of-contract pricing instead of paying off the arrears. Thank you for that advice. And we've so many questions coming in for our doctor who has a special interest in hemorrhoids, and that's coming up later on. So all of those questions that you're too embarrassed to ask your own GP, now is your chance to get them in. Text us on 51551 or you can use our WhatsApp number, which is 0870 32 32 32. Yesterday marked the beginning of September, and that's the month that the Minister of State for Transport, Sean Canney, set as the target for the Road Safety Authority to reduce driving test waiting times to 10 weeks. The Minister set the target last May, and at that stage the waiting times had reached 43 weeks in some areas. So has the RSA risen to the challenge? Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been looking into this, and here she is now in the studio. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
So what's the RSA been doing for the last couple of months to bring that waiting time down?
Well, Claire, according to the RSA's own figures, which it published last Thursday, the national waiting time on average for a car driving test in Ireland is 10.4 weeks. So slightly above their service level agreement target of 10 weeks. It's done this through a number of measures: recruitment of additional testers, reallocation of resources and better management of test centre capacity. Now, there can still be a big discrepancy between driving test centres. For instance, at Mullhuddart Driving Test Centre on the Old Navan Road, the wait time is currently 19 weeks, whereas at Mullhuddart Maple House, it's 6 weeks. So those two test centres are only 5 kilometres apart. But I've been speaking to some people who still say they're waiting a long time for their test, particularly in retest situations. I spoke to one woman named Aoife who's waiting on a retest. She told me that she's grown up on a farm, learned to drive from a young age, feels that she's good driving skills, but on the day of her driving test, nerves got the better of her and she failed. She's now urgently awaiting a retest before she goes to New Zealand in January. She says she needs her full driving licence as the location she's travelling to is very remote. She's been told she's a 6-hour drive from the nearest urban centre. She told me about her driving experience to date.
I got my first car when I was 17 and I was driving that, and I'd done my 12 lessons. The instructor told me when I was doing my 12 lessons that I didn't actually need the 12 lessons, but just for, like, you obviously had to do them. And then I applied for my test in, I think it was the 24th of January, because you have to have your permit 6 months before you can apply for the test. So I applied for the test on the 24th of January, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And so I'm from Clare, but I'm living in Laois. So I had to apply for the test in Port Laois, but I had changed the centre to Carlow because I know that route. It would have been April, in or around April, where I got a cancellation test through the RSA app for Grey Cullen. I done that test. I actually failed it due to genuine nerves. I was rattling the whole test. The examiner literally turned to me and he was like, you can drive, you were so nervous, like. And then I reapplied, so I had to wait 10 weeks and I still haven't heard anything. But I'd never got an invitation for a test rattling in the first place. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting and still nothing. And I've rang the RSA because I have to go to New Zealand in January and I need my license for that. So I was waiting and waiting, and I've rang the RSA and, like, they just give you the same thing over and over again. They're so unhelpful. They don't do anything to help you. The only, like, during COVID, you used to be able to get letters from the guards at your workplace to say that you needed your test bumped up. But they'll only do that now if you're a firefighter or things like that. I got a letter from the guards and my college anyway, and I went into the RSA in Port Laois where the tests are done, and they refused to see me. They told me that they don't speak to members of the public about anything. Like, it all has to be done through the website, but the website is actually brutal. Like, you have to get into it, you have to use your MyGov ID, and then you have to authenticate that with another app and put a code in. Then you have to verify that you're human. Then the wait list, the wait list one day to get into the website was four and a half hours. And then when you get into the website, for the actual database to, like, load, it could take 10, 15 minutes. Like, it's such a bad website. And like the cancellation tests are just going like that. It's ridiculous.
Poor Aoife. I failed my driving test the first time as well.
Oh God.
Did you? Did you pass the first time?
I passed the first time, but then when I went to another test to get my trailer license, I failed three times.
Oh, three times?
Oh no, I got it on the third one. I failed twice. And the first time is for going too slow, Claire.
You're being too careful. Listen, what's Aoife's situation now?
She was told that in April she'll be waiting 10 weeks for her retest, but it's now September and she still hasn't gotten a date. She told me that she'd like to see the RSA prioritise tests for people living in rural areas. As she says, out of absolute need, she may have to drive unaccompanied in order to be able to get to work and college.
I would rarely go off driving unless I had to. Unless it's to work or to college. I'd rarely go off just for the crack, like for a gallivant. Depending on the guard you could get, you could have your permit taken. You could have your car impounded. You could have points. And like with the price of young driver's insurance, penalty points is the worst thing in the world. Like, it's awful. Luckily, I don't have any. I do know a lad who was driving. There was nothing wrong with the car. He was perfectly fine. Great driver. Just waiting on his test, and the band guard banned his license for 6 months. It, do you know, like, some people don't have a choice, and he didn't have a choice. He was the same as me. He lived in the middle of nowhere and worked in the middle of nowhere. Now, I know you could say I could get a job in a cafe or whatever, but I also live in the middle of nowhere, so I can't even work in a cafe and have, like, do you know. But it's really inconvenient now.
And we should say, people on learner driver permits should not drive unaccompanied, Maura.
Absolutely. The simple fact is it's illegal. I spoke to Lara Lewis, who is the spokesperson for the Irish School of Motoring and approved driving instructor herself, and she did take on the situation.
If you're caught driving unaccompanied, you will incur a fine. You'll get two penalty points. You could have your car impounded. And if it's brought to court, you'll get more penalty points and a higher fine if convicted. So I would advise people not to drive unaccompanied. I do understand the frustration. I mean, especially for those who fight, like, they do a driving test and they fail on something really minute, you know. I mean, it's something. And even after the test, I mean, nerves are a massive factor as well, you know, and you can forget to do something on a driving test that you'd ordinarily do because of nerves. And I do feel sorry for good drivers of mine that go in to do a test and then they fail on something really small and they have to go back into that waitlist system again. But like that, there are people who do go into test situations. And I've seen score sheets that people send me through my social media channels, and they have like 20 or more faults. I mean, that would suggest to me that they were nowhere near ready to enter into a driving test situation. So the important thing is to be ready. But yes, for those that are ready and they fail on something very small or minor, well, then, yeah, I do really feel for them when they have to go back into that wait time again.
That's Lara Lewis. And what did the Road Safety Authority have to say about it all?
So they sent me a really detailed statement, Claire. They say that we endeavour to send a new invitation to retest applicants within 10 weeks of their reapplication. However, this has been particularly difficult whilst dealing with the overall backlog of driving test applicants stemming from unprecedented volume of demand on the service. As the waiting times have dropped significantly over the past number of months as new driver testers were recruited, we are now aligning retest wait times with those of first-time applicants. The RSA are adamant that there's no prioritisation of first-time applicants over retest applicants. They say in the past that retest applicants had been given an element of priority over first-time customers. However, as more tests were being completed, the volume of those applicants seeking a retest also grew, and so it was not possible to continue with this prioritisation. Invitations have continued to be issued to retest applicants in line with first-time applicants. The RSA say it's their intention to amalgamate both first-time and retest applicants so that going forward, all car test applicants will be able to see their own specific estimated date to invite. Work is underway to amend the technology to implement this new approach. Just the only situation where a learner driver can get priority for a test is when it comes to testing is where a learner driver is employed by the HSE, a private hospital or the emergency services, and they need to drive as part of their job. That does not include commuting to your workplace. And on Aoife's criticism, criticism of the My Road Safety System, that's the online booking system, the RSA say it has carried out significant upgrades to the system and the average waiting time to access it is now less than half a second.
All right, well, let's hope that Aoife gets her retest and the nerves settle and that she does well. Thanks so much, Maura. That's Maura Fay. Coming up, it's been a roaring success for Netflix. We're going to find out about K-pop Demon Hunters.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.